B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Well, why are you saying what the hell?
Sir, you're on the air.
What's the problem?
Are you talking to me or somebody in your vehicle? Hello, sir, K-Rock, you're, ahoy, you're on the air.
Can you hear me or not?
Look it, pal, I can hear you fine. I'm about ready to hang up on you, but what do you want?
Is this Stan?
Yes, sir, this is Stan.
Well, what's your problem?
Don't start snapping at me, sir.
I just called your show, and you're... What? I don't... is there a problem?
There's no problem, sir. I answered the phone, said, ahoy, hi, who's this? And then you start asking me if there's a problem.
I answered you, and you kept acting like you couldn't hear me.
I can hear you, sir. I thought you couldn't hear me. Why we have... Sir, I can hear you fine now.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Ahoy.
Hi, is this Stan?
Yeah, it's Stan. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Stan. long time, first time.
Okay, glad to have you calling the show. You'll learn after you call a few times how to respond.
Okay.
Okay, sir, can I have a name?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. Stan and Haney show.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Look, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Stan.
Okay.
What can I do you for?
Did you have a nice vacation?
Yes, thanks. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I put it up to, you know, the fact that you were on vacation.
I was on vacation. Yes, I was part of that vacation. I'm back now. We're live, and I'm talking to you, sir, Mike. I'm finding it very difficult to properly communicate with you because you're being a bit of a dick.
I didn't make it. What was that last part?
Nothing. Go ahead, sir. What can I help you with?
I don't know if there's a problem with the connection or not. But I just wanted to welcome you back from vacation.
Yeah, I was on vacation.
And I've listened to every word that you said. And I got to tell you, you know, vacation isn't an excuse, and I'm very, very disappointed in you guys.
Vacation
for really
isn't
the first time.
What are you talking about? Vacation isn't an excuse.
You haven't even said a word about it. It's like the guy never even existed.
What guy?
You will not acknowledge it, will you?
I'll acknowledge if you can tell me what the hell you're talking about, sir. You're really starting to piss me off.
I am talking about the death of Christopher Russell Edward Squire.
Christopher Russell Edward Squire.
Yes. Why haven't you talked about Chris Squire?
Does that have anything to do with Billy Squire?
Why haven't you talked?
Who is Christopher Squire? What is his name?
Christopher Russell Edward Squire, better known as Chris Squire.
Okay, what about
him? You haven't said a word about it.
Oh, you're talking about the guy from Yes.
Yes.
What? Yes, I did say yes. Yes. Yes, that's what I said. I said yes.
Yes.
Yes. He died like the day we went on vacation. The guy from Yes, the bass player from Yes.
But you said nothing about it.
I was on vacation.
Well,
2 weeks go. A lot of people died.
I told you I cut you some slack because you were on vacation.
You said vacation was no excuse.
Well, I would have thought it would have been the snow, mm-hmm. and I started listening, mm-hmm. and I said to myself, don't worry about it, Mike. We've been on vacation. Mm-hmm. They'll say something about it. Probably be the first thing they say when they get back, and they'll talk about Chris Squire, but you never did.
Let me ask you something, Mike. When was the last time you heard Haney and I play any Yes on this radio show, talk about Yes on this radio show, or even for that matter, this radio station playing any Yes?
Well,
wouldn't you be able to read about that online? Maybe you can go and go into your old CD collection, play some of your favorite Yes tunes, and mourn the way you see fit, and other than I taking a valuable radio time to talk about somebody that passed away 2 weeks ago. Unfortunate, yes, and a legend, yes, but passed away. You know, you can go to chrissquire.com and find info there, too. You know, they have a whole memorial page up.
I just think it's you're being disrespectful, not only...
How am I being disrespectful?
Mr. Squire, but you're being disrespectful to a long-time listener, because I've been listening to 96.1 K-Rock for a very long time. I have been listening for a long time to every word that you say, and you never, ever, ever says anything about Christopher Russell.
Well,
Edward Squire.
We've just spent 10 minutes on it. Do you huff Freon? Are you a Freon huffer?
What do you think about Chris Squire?
What do I think about Chris Squire? I don't have it's unfortunate. He's a member of a legendary band, a band that I was never a truly big fan of. He was 67 years old, by the way. Did you know that?
Gone too soon.
What else do we know about him? You're obviously the Chris Squire expert. I'll be the first to admit I'm not, and it's unfortunate his passing. What can you tell me about Chris Squire?
I always dreamed of playing the bass guitar only because of Chris Squire.
Well,
and I have a Rickenbacker 4001 CS bolted to my wall.
Is that the kind he played? How are you going to play? You learn to play bass guitar if you got it bolted to your wall.
Because I can't play bass guitar.
Why not? Why didn't you ever try? Looky here. Why don't you take it off that wall and string it up and learn to play?
I was born with the fingers of a small child. Did you know that Chris Squire released two solo albums?
I didn't know it. I never bought them. We didn't play them on the radio station. No. You got any children?
No.
No? Got a lady in your life?
No.
What'd you do? Ride the short bus as a kid?
Why? What is the size of the bus?
Stop living vicariously through a man that has passed away, and you're not even a musician, but you have the same model guitar, bass guitar, nailed to your wall.
Bolted. I would never nail a beautiful musical instrument.
I'd rather bolt it than nail it. You ever go to a Chris Squire concert or a Yes concert?
No.
No?
I'm only able to go to their first show on their tour with Toto.
So you did see him?
August, it's this year. And it's the first time that they perform without Chris Squire. And I don't know for sure that I will go. I've just entered multiple times on the website to win a fun-filled ticket package.
Are you allowed to eat solid food? What do you like to do for fun Mike? What do you like to do for fun?
I like to learn more about Christopher Russell Edward Squire.
Well, then tell us. You know what? You know, we haven't talked about, I don't know as much about him as you do. Tell me something about him that might interest our audience. Well, tell me something. You've never seen him in concert. You don't play an instrument.
Well, one time I have very thin, brittle hair.
Pot smoker, are you?
And I take comfort that in 1964, Chris Squire was suspended from school for having hair that was too long, and I gave him money for a haircut. Instead, he went home and bought a bag of weed and never returned, and then went to selling guitars at a Boosie and Hawk shop on Regent Street, using the staff discount to purchase a Rickenbacker 4001.
You got any?
His birthdays was a Futurama.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Old cheap, but good enough to learn on.
You don't. What? You spend a lot of time reading.
Well,
you're living vicariously through somebody. You got a lot of you got a lot of Yes posters up in your room. A lot of maybe your bed sheets are Yes bed sheets, like a bed in a bag.
I also enjoy the music of Rush.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. On all afternoon. Thank you.
Sizzling after Hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Dan and Haney, live, new shows. You know, everybody's entitled to a little break, okay? Everybody's entitled to a little break.
You get used to it, because they need to get longer.
Well, I think more frequently throughout the year. I'm telling you, before I went on vacation, I was fried.
I almost checked myself into a facility.
Yeah. And I think if we did, the Beasleys would have to pay for it.
Well, but they don't want that, because if you check into a facility, they're going to find something wrong with you.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to, yes.
You don't want things like tests done.
No.
You don't want any of that,
no.
Because then
they'll
you're,
find something.
Then forget about having a couple of days off.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going
to say, this man needs to be hospitalized. And, oh, by the way, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act, this man is entitled to full salary and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. The Beasleys have to cough it up. I wouldn't mind just being on disability.
No, but once I had a couple of days of sleep.
Yeah. Did you have a nice vacation? Did you have a nice couple of weeks?
Vacation... Days off, any of that now?
Yeah.
Strictly recuperative. There's no recreation involved.
Well, I come to work to recuperate. I don't think I said on the air where I went. I went to Savannah, Georgia for my vacation. Beautiful city. A lot of bums.
And now we can talk about it because much like we came back from our Christmas vacation in late January... Right around the time when Trump was banning travel from China and taking heat from it.
Yeah.
Stan says, I'm going to head up to the New York area, fly into Newark, make sure I see Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to this cave. It's famous for its bat droppings.
And well, so, I didn't do that this time.
And so this time, we knew we always take time off around the 4th of July. And a couple of weeks prior, Stan says to me, you know what? I was talking to my wife. And, man, we gotta get out of town. We gotta go somewhere. At the time he's telling me this, I'm looking at the monitor. And I don't even know where it was, but somebody was trying to burn down or rip down the statues of Robert E. Lee. Now, he's not facing the monitor, he's facing me, and I'm seeing both. I'm seeing his face and the statue of General Lee being set on fire. And Stan says, you know, I think we're going to go to Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And this was right in the height of riot season. I said, Stan, Savannah's a wonderful city. Wonderful seaside coastal Georgia city. But, you know, they got a lot of Confederate monuments in that town.
They sure do.
And whenever you go anywhere, you always want to do something cutesy, like stay in the historic district.
I did.
And God knows, you know, where you stay is where Jefferson Davis once slept.
Oh, I got, when I show you, the, when I show, well, I better not say on the I better not. There are photographs that I took that remain private photographs.
Stan, over the years, we've come to know something as Stan Luck.
Yep.
It doesn't work by itself.
Yep.
You are a willing partner.
I'm not a willing partner. Although, I will just say this before we take the break. Just
because you can't say that you're not warned ahead of time. You can't put that on me. I've told you this past year, every time I've said,
fine.
You know, Stan...
Everything was fine.
So nothing was on fire?
Look, I'll tell you something about that, but that's later on. We were leaving because we drove. And we drove out of Florida, and we crossed the line into Georgia. And one of her girlfriends texted her on the phone because they knew we were going to Georgia.
What they wanted to do, make sure they had champagne sent to your room?
No, hardly.
Oh.
But it was a text. You know, they're checking people at the Florida border. And I'm like, bull crap. I said, we drove right through the damn thing. There's no damn checkpoints.
Oh, I was convinced you were going to get locked out of Florida.
No, well, almost. But coming back, we're barreling down I-95, and you cross the border, welcome to Florida, and there's a lot of oranges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
truck stops. And
then the signs come out. Prepare to exit COVID checkpoint.
You are all diseased.
You are all automobiles. This is as soon as we cross Georgia into Florida going home. All automobiles.
You mean right at the border or just like when it starts to get busy on 95?
Right at the border. Probably a mile past the first makeshift rest area they've turned into a COVID checkpoint.
Oh, God.
And so
papers, please?
Yeah. Well, they have all the cones up. They allowed truckers to continue
well,
with their
load. Well, if you're a trucker or a biker.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They were allowed to continue. All motor vehicles had to exit I-95 for the Florida COVID checkpoint. And
every vehicle.
Every vehicle. So three lanes of I-95 traffic.
So it wasn't that way going into Georgia.
No.
But coming back.
Florida. And I'm like, what the hell is this crap? What is this? And so we're going, and you're going down where the rest area is, and you got three
Now, even
lanes.
Though you understand what's going on full well and all that, there had to be part of you, because you know your history, to be thinking, I'm in my 50s, and I'm going through government checkpoints now.
Yeah.
In my own state.
Yeah. So we get up to the stop. And they're funneling cars through and come to a stop, and there's a uniformed officer there. I don't know, with the health department, state police.
You don't need to know.
I don't need, evidently. And they give me the signal, roll down your window. So I roll down the window. My wife and I are like, we haven't done anything.
I'm sure you got your hands 10 and 2.
And I made sure my load in the trunk was tied down and covered. So I roll down the window. Here, it was a female. She said, where are you coming from and where are you going?
Papers, please state your business.
I said, I'm coming from Savannah. I live in Florida. Go. And told me. So we're going through there, and I said, that wasn't too big of a problem, although we had to come to a complete stop on 95. I know, who are they looking for?
But, you know, as you're going in there, who knows? They had to have run your tag and the whole deal.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure of it. They had a...
That's why you were got the old come on through.
Yeah.
Because they already knew who you were by the time you rolled down the window.
Yeah, the old checkpoint chickie. And they are stopping everybody coming into the state, except for you truckers and bikers.
Yeah, you get right through.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to find out...
Can't believe that one movie has stuck in our head forever.
For 20-something years. We'll find out how everybody spent their vacation, and we'll be back.
Yeah, Junior. Yeah. We'll find out about your vacation, too.
Well, he was holding down the fort for us.
Yep.
So we'll
Mr.
be...
Mr. Reliable.
Yep. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This is the perfect family scene, when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. First day back after our summer vacation. Glad to have you along. And again, a big salute. You can't say enough about having a good producer that holds down the fort for you. Key in one of those things.
You know, it's this is our life.
Yes.
This is our livelihood, has been for decades. And you know, sometimes you have to take a break and you have to walk away. And I know earlier in our career, it was really hard to take time off because you were worried about what might happen.
Yeah.
But when you've got a solid producer,
ace in the hole, if you will,
your last day of work, you're done.
Yep.
You don't turn the radio back on because you know it's handled.
Yeah. That's a good feeling. I like to know it, but it's a good feeling.
Good job, Junior.
Yeah, good job.
Thanks, guys.
You betcha. You know, I always like to do this when we come back before we start the grab bag. Who died while we were gone?
Oh, I am so, so sorry to hear about Kelly Preston.
Kelly Preston passed away.
She, and I'm talking about before she ever met Travolta and got into Scientology and all that. She was stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
And she had this way about her that was wholesome and sexy at the same time. And I'm telling you, she was just, she radiated this gorgeousness and ended up having such a horrific life.
Yeah. Yeah. Struggled the last few years.
Well, and, you know, supposedly she's got it made. She's married to a Hollywood superstar. I don't want to say anything about his issues. But she's a movie star, married to a movie star. Money's not an issue. And then she loses her son. Her son dies. And I cannot imagine what that must have done to her. And then she only makes it to 57 with the last part of her life dealing with cancer.
Yep. Charlie Daniels passed away while we were gone.
Charlie Daniels, a full life and a fantastic legacy.
Representative John Lewis.
I'm sorry, Stan. I thought we were here to talk about COVID.
And a lot of people know him from Mythbusters. Grant Amarahara, the Asian guy on Mythbusters, died. And I look at this as far as big names. For us, we did okay. Usually when we go on our summer two-week vacation, I have a list of about 20 big names that pass away when we go on vacation. But it's all, and I said this to my wife when we started vacation. I said, rest assured, we're gone for just 2 weeks. Major people are going to pass away, whether it's old age, whether it's sudden, major people are going to pass away.
Waylon's gone.
Yep.
Johnny Cash is gone. Charlie Daniels gone. But you know what? They made it to respectable ages.
Absolutely, yeah. You had nothing to be ashamed of those ages. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Make those reservations. Especially with the limited seating and all of that stuff. Make a reservation so you get to enjoy some of the best prime rib and fresh caught seafood around. Today, although most people, young people today don't know it, today is, well, Moon Day.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Fly me to the moon.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
The killing moon.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
I see the red moon horizon.
If you believe, they put a man on the moon.
You slip aside what you take, walking on the moon.
I see you on the dark side.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
What are you looking for?
Somebody stole my razor blade.
Hell, you know, we were gone for a couple of weeks and they use it in other rooms.
Junior?
What's up, boss?
Do you have a pair of scissors or a razor blade?
And I have a knife.
A $20 bill, too?
How sharp is the knife?
It'll get the job done.
Is it a Ginsu?
What is a Ginsu?
Oh. Hey.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what a Ginsu is.
Oh, just shut up then.
Do you want it or not?
Yeah. Yeah, and what I'd really like you to do is ask Rick Peterson if he's got another razor blade. Because
yeah.
that
All
one
right.
lasted me about 10 years, and I don't know why. Oh, thank you. Matt Mangus, yeah. to the rescue.
Yeah, as always. Oh, okay.
Stand down, Junior.
Guys, are you newly married? Getting married soon? We have a marriage expert for you.
And now it's time for marriage advice from a divorced guy.
There is no wrong way to load the dishwasher.
That was today's marriage advice from a divorced guy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Have you heard the Amber Heard tapes?
I have read the transcripts of them.
Reading the transcript will give you an idea.
Yeah, so I got an idea.
If you hear the actual tapes...
Like a knife.
And the tone...
Like a knife.
Oh, my God. Johnny Depp...
He should be...
barely survived.
Yep. Wonder why he was doing all those drugs? To numb himself. Dateline Sacramento. Jeez. A woman at a Verizon store...
Oh, my God. Well, you know, we could have ended up there.
I know. No, it was San Diego.
San Diego, excuse me.
Sorry. It was San Diego we were shooting for. A woman...
Well, I know we were shooting for San Diego, but I think Sacramento wanted us.
Maybe. I don't remember Sacramento. I remember... Well, I can't get into it. So let me just use the word kibosh. A woman at a Verizon store near Sacramento was asked to put on a mask and responded by pulling her pants down and peeing on the floor.
You know, it's as far as I'm concerned these days, that's as valid a response as any.
Employees called the cops at least twice. Here you go.
She's refusing to leave, not wearing masks. They've asked several times and she's refusing. They're calling back again and advise that that female now pulled her pants down and is urinating inside the business.
Yeah. By the way, in Savannah, although Georgia's governor refused to put in a mask requirement, Savannah had a mask requirement everywhere. Everywhere. Well, they have a Democratic mayor. Everywhere.
So let me see if I understand. So, prior to COVID... Or Roan, or whatever you want to call it. If we saw someone walking the streets of our fair city wearing a mask,
yep.
we'd think they were either a bank robber or Antifa.
Yep. And then I'd yell, you ain't in Hong Kong.
And now it's the complete opposite.
Yep.
If you walk around like a normie...
Did you hear about those kids, those underagers that are buying those rubber masks of old people
yep.
and then wearing a mask over their face?
Yep, right to the liquor store.
And going right into the liquor store.
You know, it's nice to know some things haven't changed.
Yeah. Here you go. Here, more stupidity. This guy in Los Angeles is facing fraud charges after he got, listen to this, he got at least $8.5 million in PPP loans and then gambled them away in Vegas.
No.
So one more thing, unusual things about this case that I hadn't seen before is when the agents went in and did a search, they found hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash, as well as a large amount of methamphetamine. They found the methamphetamine in the trash and the banded hundreds of thousands of dollars, or at least a lot of cash, in the toilet.
Yep. He took the money and he spent it in Vegas.
Well, I mean, was that even fun?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, was this like years ago or recently?
Recently.
Because I can't imagine what Vegas is like with all of the face masks and...
Well, a lot of plexiglass. Federal agents raided his house. They also found the meth. He's facing up to 30 years in prison.
Did you mention meth before, or did that just come into it?
No, the meth was there.
I was already there. Okay.
This is... all right, you know what? Enough of this. Let's have a feel-good story. A man wearing a face covering in Massachusetts, unknown man, asked if he could play the piano in an antique shop.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a man came across a piano that had been discarded in New York.
Joel? Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is different, but that one is pretty cool. A man wearing a face mask covering in Massachusetts asked if he could play the piano in an antique shop. They recorded him playing that and posted the clip on their social media page, and it went viral. So many people began to ask if they could begin a fund to buy this guy his piano, this mystery man. The shop decided to donate it to him.
Yeah.
Says him.
I want to take my practice amp in there and do the guitar for him.
All right.
And we'll put you on lead vocals.
Appreciate that.
Because you can hit those high notes.
Yep. Born and raised in South Detroit.
Voice never left
him. Never left him. You know what? We hear, you know, a lot of states, a lot of cities putting their bans in about restaurants got to wear a mask, no more drinking at the bars, no more this, no more that.
Police said we can't drink in the bar. What a shame.
A restaurant in San Antonio. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing to do this? A restaurant in San Antonio, Texas, has come up with a new way to fight COVID-19 and keep their people safe in their restaurant. Before entering into the Alamo Biscuit Company, customers have the option to walk through a quick mist that will, in theory, disinfect you.
You mean like
before
those
entering
bomb-sniffing machines we had to go
Remember
through?
Those?
We have installed a disinfecting portal. It's a device that my company distributes. It's a sanitation station, basically. Yeah. It sprays about a 5-second mist on our customers and employees that come through.
Well, you're going to have to make sure you make it clear to the Germans what you mean by mist.
Yep. Yep. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, it means something different in German.
All right. So you have the United States of America. Fall is coming. Schools are supposed to reopen. Now, students and teachers are all for kids going back to school. The teachers' unions are against it. Okay? Reporters, and we talk about the mainstream media, will go and report on how the teachers' unions are saying, no, don't open up schools, continue with the off-campus learning where kids don't learn anything. But reporters ask themselves how they feel about their kids. In other words...
Reporters ask themselves.
Yes. Cameras are off. One reporter's in there. reporters are letting their guards down. A lot of them have families.
Well, about 50%. The women have families.
About, all right, enough of the stories out there. Do you want your reporters, do you want your kids to return to school? So they went to the news people.
Well, who cares what reporters think?
They got families.
The women do.
And they don't have to go and use talking points. They're saying what they feel.
I'm going to out myself as pro-school, pro if it is open, I will send her.
I'm just trying to get people to take my children.
Take my kids back.
That was one of those surveys that they sent out, and I sent it. I said, take my kids.
Please take my children. We've got to get our daughter out of the house. My gosh. She drives us
well,
crazy.
Yes,
please send my kids back. Please send my kids back to school.
You're having a day there, aren't you, in the camera household?
I think those gentlemen might be telling tales out of school. I don't believe they have children. And any of the women, I would trust their opinion more because chances are overwhelming they're married to doctors. Isn't that how it works in TV news?
Yes. Yes. Absolute Law text line. Someone understands what I'm saying. The teachers union hates teachers that teach kids.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get the quote right. The teachers union hates the students they teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to hate
America.
Yep. When we come back.
And the good teachers that go against them and try to teach kids the right things.
Oh, watch out.
They got a bad rep with the union.
Yeah, with the union. When we come back.
Because the union is founded on certain basic principles.
Yep. Yep, socialistic principles. When we come back.
Trotsky, Lenin, yep. Marx.
We're going to have the local beat, and we're going to talk about, you know, spread it around the room a little bit, see how everybody's vacation was. Well, you and I, of course, Junior is holding the fort down.
And if I can figure out how to get Junior the link,
yeah,
I want to show you a story, and it's got a local angle, but you know.
Oh, you're talking about the paint?
No. I'm talking about a feel-good story.
Feel-good?
Legitimate. And we always talk about it, how usually when there's a feel-good story, it's not quite what you think.
There's a catch.
This one is 100% pure and everything right with the world.
All right, I'm sure Junior can do that.
If he can do it, then I'll, you know, if it got to my cynical ass, I don't know if it'll quite break through your facade, but we can see.
Well, I bet it won't. We'll be back.
See if you can poke holes in it. I dare you.
Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Okay.
Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon. Just want to let you know in about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win in one of the easiest games. Stan's Name That Tune. I'm going to play you 1 second of a classic rock tune. Once Haney can't play, he always won.
I was forced to retire.
1 second. 1 second of a classic rock tune.
And who's been messing with our coconuts?
Yeah, somebody moved them. Your job is to identify the song and the artist, and we've got a lot of new prizes this week. Also, later on today, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts for this very week. In a particular year, I think we're starting somewhere. Oh, I think 15 through 11 on the top 40 charts for this week in a particular year.
I hate having to come in here and rearrange everything. Well, and who would steal my razor? Oh.
Yeah. By the way, before we get into the local beat and good news and all of that stuff, you know, Haney and I have been talking about our time off. Junior, I just wanted to make sure that the, as we like to say, you held down the fort for us and everything was ship shape. And you know what? I had 100% confidence that when we needed you, you held the fort down.
Why don't we just get this out of the way?
What? I don't know what he's talking about.
You have something you want to get off your back?
No.
Why don't you go ahead and get it off your back?
I just, you know, it's the importance. It's the importance of, you know, having somebody like you that we brought back.
Do you want handpicked.
Handpicked. Because Haney and I had vacation for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so the last time we saw each other was, what, 2 weeks ago Friday?
Yeah.
And I remember that Friday that you had a little tummy ache.
I was a little sick, yeah.
And you said, I ate some bad salmon.
You had a tuna fish sub for lunch.
Yes.
And you had salmon.
And then I had salmon, boy, yeah.
Oh. And
pre-marinated salmon.
And yeah, that means they when it gets old, they marinate.
Right.
And you felt a little queasy when we left.
A little upset stomach.
A little upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for a good couple days there.
Yeah.
So, well, obviously you're all right now. Did you figure out what it was? What got you?
It was just food poisoning. But I thought it might have been something else.
Mm. Well, what else could it be? I mean, you ate... I wasn't aware of the tuna incident, so...
Oh, yeah, he had a big tuna
multiple
sub.
Heaping helpings of bad fish.
Yeah, room temperature.
And you told me I ate some bad salmon.
Yeah.
My stomach really hurts.
Yeah.
So... You know, when I have food poisoning, I go, well, there's a lesson learned. Yeah. Got it out.
I had the conversation with him on Friday. He told me, I think I got some food poisoning. I said, well, look what you've eaten.
Yeah. And so, lesson learned, you
stay
got it out,
it.
You know,
yeah.
Drink plenty of fluids, and it goes away.
Yeah. Right?
Well, it lasted a couple days. And,
really?
All right, so
what's a couple of days? You mean...
It lasted up until, like Wednesday that I felt bad. But do you want me to explain it? Or do you want to?
Let me just say this.
He's getting a little...
Yeah, you're getting a little... You're piping up a little bit.
How am I piping up a little bit?
So what now? What? So you had food poisoning.
Yes.
You knew it was food poisoning.
Well, I thought
I thought it was food poisoning. I haven't had food poisoning in a while, but it could have been something else.
Yeah, warm
now,
tuna. And-
I got to say, Junior tends to overreact to things. What was it that was actually wrong with you when you told me you had mouth cancer?
Yeah, remember that?
Well, I switched toothpaste.
Okay.
So the toothpaste irritated him.
It gave me white bumps on my gums.
And I have to say this. He truly believed, because he looked it up on WebMD, he truly believed he had mouth cancer and was going to die.
Because he went right to WebMD with all the answers.
Yeah, so when you had food poisoning and you knew it was because of the bad salmon, did you look up the symptoms?
Yes, I did.
And what happened?
It said I might have COVID.
And you know what he did? You know what he did? He goes to work when we need him the most. He goes to work with the WebMD fresh in his mind, where all he had was food poisoning.
Yeah.
WebMD.
I knew he had food poisoning.
I do it too. WebMD fresh in his mind. First day of our 2 weeks off where we really need him. You know what he does? Bitches and wines.
Come on.
And they immediately, because this is a business, they immediately get panicky.
No. So that was Saturday, you're still feeling bad.
Saturday, I was still feeling bad. Sunday, I was still feeling bad. Sunday is when I took the test.
And so was it Saturday you looked at WebMD or Sunday?
It was Saturday I looked at WebMD, and then it was marinating on my mind the whole day.
So, Saturday is when you diagnosed yourself with COVID.
Yeah.
And how did you react to that news after you've determined that you have COVID due to bad salmon?
I said, I got to take the test.
No, you didn't. You went in the building and blabbed all around.
No. You're wrong.
What? I am? Tell me then.
So
where
on
am I wrong?
Sunday.
This is what I hear.
So on Sunday, what did you do?
I took the test.
You drove to the baseball stadium
and
had them put a Q-tip up your skull?
Yeah.
Right to the back of the brain?
Right to the brain.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Well, we know his gag reflex works well because they kept yelling at him.
Yeah, the lady was like, close your mouth, sir. Close your mouth. I couldn't. Like,
so
it's like initiating a gag reflex.
So that's on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they don't get the results for that right away, do they?
No, and I didn't know it was going to take that long.
Came to work blabbing.
What did they tell you on Sunday? When would your test be ready?
Like 4 days.
Oh, okay.
4 days.
And so then Monday rolls around. Well, that's when it's really important. We're not here. You need to be here.
Yeah.
So you came in to work, right?
I came in, yeah.
Started blabbing around.
Now. All right, here's what happened.
I don't feel good.
No.
Important 2 weeks. I don't feel good.
Here's what happened. I came in, and I told my superiors... Listen, in full transparency,
you had food poisoning.
I'm exhibiting some symptoms.
Of what?
I don't know.
That's why I took the test.
COVID. I'm experiencing some symptoms of COVID.
That's why I took the test.
If you're suspicious you have food poisoning, you don't take a COVID test.
Yeah.
It's like the same symptoms. Fevers, chills, thrown up.
Food poisoning.
Junior... Is there any malady that I could possibly have that they wouldn't say was COVID?
What do you mean?
I've got headaches. My sinuses are a little... I feel a little weak. I'm tired all the time. Oh, my God! I've yet to see a symptom they can't say is COVID. Do you know a guy got killed in a motorcycle crash?
He had COVID.
They did the autopsy and said, oh, he had COVID. That's a COVID death.
So, you know, to put a little bow on this.
No. We can't get to the bow.
Why because not?
He comes in on Monday.
I'll tell you, there's a simple answer to it. All he had a vacation, too.
No, it was.
He comes in on Monday and tells them.
Yes.
I took the test. So, at this point.
Oh, that he took the test.
Yes.
I took the test, yes.
So because he's taken a test, now he is not allowed in the building.
Yeah, I got barred.
Not only is he barred until that test comes back negative, that's not enough.
I have to take two.
He has to go back and take another COVID test and have two negative results. So he leaves poor Matt Mangus... By himself.
Yep. All because you wanted attention.
No, I did. That's not what I wanted.
On what day?
I wanted to come into work.
On what day in your heart did you know you didn't have COVID?
Oh, it was like Wednesday or Thursday.
It was more like Monday.
Yeah. He knew Sunday.
No, it was like I was still feeling a little weird.
Would you do me a favor?
I felt better day by day, though.
Do you have? Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, why?
Can you just look up, because I ask you to keep me informed.
Once
you told me about this, I ask you to keep me informed, and you were good about that.
Yeah.
You did. When you sent me not just the fact that your test came out, but you sent me a copy of the actual test.
Yeah, I did.
Can you read my response to you when you sent me the results?
Yeah, read his
just
response.
Read it aloud for me.
Congratulations, Donald. You are a hypochondriac. This means you are highly prone to suggestions placed in your head by the mainstream media. Seek out mentally stable friends for assistance.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark Haney.
You're welcome, Junior. And now...
I used a few more choice words.
And now...
All I know is...
Matt Mangus.
I walked in here a week and a half ago, and K-Rock had zero employees, with the exception of me. I was the only employee left.
You were, and I felt so bad about it. We had a board op.
And you
had a fake COVID. We had Junior with a fake.
Oh, we had a board op with a fake COVID.
Yeah, I told you guys that.
So you guys on vacation. I walked into the building as the lone K-Rock employee.
Sorry.
It was rough. And then old Junior showed up midweek last week.
You had a lot of other pressure on you too.
I got some stuff to do. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
A lot more than normal.
Yeah, and I got some stuff going on outside the building, you know, like everybody does.
But, I just saw that.
I could have used the help.
I happened to see one of your Facebook posts where it appeared that you were losing your mind.
The big long one?
Yeah, well, I just, all I, too long didn't read. Yeah. I can't take much more of this.
Yeah, I've been there a number of times over the last few months. But
well, once again, Matt, it falls on your broad shoulders to save K-Rock.
New rule, anyone under the age of 30 who says they're sick,
yeah,
I'm going to kick their ass,
yep.
Plain and simple.
What
all
happened?
Right? Just forget about any corporate rules. You're getting an ass kicking.
What happened with the board op?
She felt dizzy.
I feel that right now.
And was somewhat panicked. And I said, well, honey, you're going to have to go and take a test.
It's a certain
what can
age
I tell
group.
Do you
think it's a generational thing,
it's
Matt?
It's an age group.
I think there's a certain amount of, yeah, mom and dad might have coddled me a little bit too much.
Oh, come
you know?
On.
The media is doing this.
Yep.
Now, because the three of us are old enough to know better and don't pay any attention to it, we're fine.
Yeah.
Right. We go about our business.
Nobody influences me.
None.
But to him, that ooh, it yeah. seems ooh. Real.
Yeah, he's easily molded. There's yeah. no doubt about
oh,
it.
The
yeah.
news.
Yeah.
WebMD.
He ain't easily molded when you're trying to get him the right way.
Yep. To come to work.
So how many days did you miss?
A lot.
I missed like a week and a half. And I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry.
I love you, buddy.
I'm
you
sorry.
You know, I haven't had a week and a half off in 40 years.
So I go back to my original...
Not voluntarily.
I go back to yeah. my original right. question. How was your vacation?
It wasn't a vacation.
It certainly was. Vacation. No. Oh, go ahead. Take a week and a half
Stan,
off.
Stan,
your life's going to be miserable the next month. That's
yeah,
all I
know.
Gotta
I can tell.
Look,
I can tell.
Look, fellas, hold on. Because you're going to feel very badly that you're talking to him like this.
Yeah, how's that?
Because
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
He had all of the best of done, and then he erased it.
What?
Really?
Two shows.
What?
I made up for it, though.
Well, he did an,
it was
he did
an
a
accident.
Nice job. The best ofs timed out very nicely.
Especially the first
week. Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. Oh, those were great.
Mine.
Yeah, they were the first week impeccable.
Those were
but
mine.
But
I thought,
he had,
I thought
her,
that Friday
he had
ended
it all
early.
Done, yeah. and then he erased,
erased it.
No, two shows.
How did that happen?
I was using a really bad flash drive, and I was editing on my laptop on my bed, and it crashed, and it wiped the whole drive. So,
and then you had to excuse yourself to the bathroom because you had symptoms of food poisoning, right?
Food poisoning. You knew you had food poisoning.
Why do I picture him on the bed with the laptop like Mia Wallace from Pulp Fiction with her legs up in the air crying?
And no more fish, all right? No more fish.
Yeah, you're
stay
not
away
like,
from
I
the
love
fish.
Seafood.
Bread and
you're,
water.
No, and he does. He will eat the most god-awful seafood.
Yeah,
yeah,
and you wonder why.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
You wonder why.
I'm sorry.
I think
why would you want your oyster fried?
Yeah, I have a vacation in about a month, so
I hope you enjoy.
I'm going to because you're going to be working very hard.
I know
he's going to be acting program
Absolutely.
Director, isn't he?
Yeah, you're going to be my you're
yeah,
going
like
to be my proxy.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah, you
all
won't
right.
like the work of it.
Stand by.
Oh, the kids, they love yeah, that they, title, program
yeah,
director.
They love it.
I remember when I was 16, I wanted it. By 17, I knew better.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, give you a chance to win when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, all three of us back from vacation.
It's going to be back.
You know, a big part of his job is to make sure that things go well when we're on vacation.
What is rule number one?
To make you guys look good.
Did that make us look good?
No, but you're the ones who brought it up.
Brought what up?
It's our fault.
That he thought he had COVID?
Yeah, because we brought it up.
Because he ate a tuna fish sandwich and a bad piece of marinated salmon?
Yeah.
That's our fault.
I guess.
Did you learn nothing being a mouth cancer survivor?
Yeah.
Listen, I survived that ordeal and I lived to see another day, so.
So now you've survived mouth cancer and COVID.
Yeah.
So I'd say your immune system is probably pretty good at this point, wouldn't you?
I mean, a couple weeks ago, I took Pepto-Bismol, and it came out black, and it said I had stomach cancer.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank
now,
you for joining us.
Do you still have my story there? Because you kind of monopolized that last break.
Yeah. How long is this?
I have it.
Because we got to give people a chance to win here.
Do you still have it, or have you Should I proceed as if you have it?
It's right in front of you.
All right.
The video.
So here's what you need to know, Stan.
All right.
Very simple story, really, and with a local angle. I think the kid is 7. Boy.
Yeah.
Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And grew up in Naples.
Okay.
In fall of last year, his parents moved the family to South Carolina.
Okay.
And obviously, when you're that age, you know, you move from one place to another, you're leaving all your friends behind, even your best friend. Well, they surprised him on his birthday. He had no idea it was going to happen, and they shot the video where on his birthday, he is shocked to see his best friend, and the reaction is just priceless. I want you to see this.
Roll them.
Carson, who is that?
Owen?
Is it Kate?
This is everything right.
Carson, who is that?
They're all hugging each other.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
That is the greatest thing.
How's it going? What you doing up here?
All right, she doesn't have to be the narrator.
I never thought I would see you up here. Oh,
that's so cool. Hey.
That's good. Little buddies there. That is a nice story. That's called a feel good.
7 years old.
Yep.
And you haven't seen your best friend in a year. It's your birthday, and there he is.
That's a great birthday present.
That's some good parents there.
It sure is. Here's what we got for you. We're going to play Stan's Name That Tune. 1 second of a song, classic rock song. And it's one of those things, I know the song. Oh, I know that. I know what band. I need the band and the song. You're going to hear 1 second of the song. First person with a correct answer will get one of the following prizes. Winner's choice while they last. $50 to the Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant, located on Cleveland Avenue in Fort Myers. You can choose a Stan and Haney signed T-shirt. We have $50 to Mangorita on Fort Myers Beach.
Ooh.
$50 to the Pewter Mug. We have, oh, this is good. A lot of people can use this right about now. Junior's not one of them because he's got a good tight haircut. $15 to Twin Cuts. Men's cuts, women's cuts, beard trims, kids' cuts, hair coloring.
Well, Junior's almost got a Reno 911 look going on now with the stash.
And we've got telescoping back scratchers.
Back scratchers?
Back scratchers. Here's the deal. I'm going to play you 1 second of a classic rock and roll song. Varying genres and decades. 1 second of it. First person to identify the artist and the song will win a prize. Let's play Stan's Name That Tune. Here's 1 second of a song. You're going to know right off the bat probably what band it is.
Well, that's why I'm not allowed to.
And you're not allowed. 1 second of it. I need the band, and I need the title of the song. And I'll release the phones after we play the first 1 second clip. Name That Tune.
Yep.
277-9600. I want the band and the song. Here it is one more time. Oh, hold it. Again, this thing is acting up.
Yeah.
As it does every time. Hold on.
Yeah, I got it right away.
Yeah, you did. You know what? You can write it down if you want, Haney.
I don't need to write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
277-9600. You have any idea, Junior?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay. Write your answers down. Both of you write your answers down. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is
Jerry. How are you guys?
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I won't write it down, but I'll pantomime for you.
Band? Song? Yeah?
Sharp Dressed Man?
It is. ZZ Top. Sharp Dressed Man. Yes, sir. What would you like?
I'll take, I'm not sure the name of the place on Fort Myers Beach.
Oh, Mangorita. Yeah, man. $50 to Mangorita. Congratulations. Nice job.
I like it. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. Hold on.
Yeah. This album came out and every song on it was a hit.
Oh, sure. Did Junior, did he have it right? I couldn't see what he wrote down. Chicken scratch. What did he write down, Haney? I can't see
that. I can't see that.
How is anybody supposed to see it?
Oh, hold it up, you jackass.
Jeez. What did he write down?
He just wrote down ZZ Top.
That's not...
I knew the name of the song. I didn't have enough time.
What a liar.
1 second.
All right, here we go.
Easy. He's recovering from COVID.
Here it is, number two.
So you're telling me all you have to do is say that you've taken a test.
They'll kick you right out of here.
And you can't come back.
Yeah, until you get two clean tests. Don't get any ideas.
I just wanted to make sure.
Don't get any ideas.
That was pretty slick.
Yeah, pretty crafty to get a vacation out of the deal. And wait till he tells you he hasn't told you he's got to take one in 2 months.
What?
What do you mean?
Didn't you say you have to go away in 2 months?
Oh, no, that got canceled because of COVID.
Good. We lucked
out.
That
got canceled.
We lucked out. Because Haney was about ready to wring your neck.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
All right, here we go. Number two. Here's 1 second of a song. I need the band and I need the song. Here you go. Were you able to figure that one out, Junior? Haney?
Take me a second.
I'll play it again for you. If this thing works, yeah, it should. Here we go. Here it is again. 1 second of it. This might be tough. I tried to find a couple of tough ones. 277.
I know I should know it, but I'm not getting it right away.
That's the whole thing. You know it. One more time, and then I'll take calls. It's 1 second of it. 277-9600.
You did good on that one.
What did he write down? Don't say it out loud.
You're wrong, Junior.
Here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Russ.
Russ, the artist and the song.
That would be Van Halen. Beautiful girls.
You are
well
absolutely
done.
Right.
Awesome.
Nice job on that. And I thought that was going to be tough.
It was tough for me because I knew it, but I couldn't tell you.
I knew the band, but it took a minute to figure out the name of the song.
That one was nice not job. Like a right away thing.
What would you like?
Give me a back scratcher.
You got it, back scratcher. Back scratcher. Hold on.
Thank you.
Junior's contribution.
Yeah.
Zeppelin.
Oh. And he's not naming the song.
No, because he doesn't have time. That's the only reason.
Jeez.
That's the first time you stumped me in a long time.
That was a good one.
And it was bad because I knew I should know it.
Yeah. That sound there, you'd know you should know it. To the ends of the earth. All right. Let's go to the third one. Come here.
Baby.
All right, here we go. Classic rock tune. 1 second of it. Name it. First person to name the band and the song wins a prize. Here you go. You know? Junior thinks he knows.
I think so.
Well, let's try it again.
Not confident, but right. I think so. These are harder. Yeah, I think I know.
2779600. See, do you have like a magic marker where I can actually read across the room?
Yeah.
2779600.
I think he might be right.
I got it right.
All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, I need the artist and the song.
Can you hit it one?
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Don't got it. Don't.
Ahoy, who's this? That's an incorrect answer. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this? Now all the phones went out. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Can you hear me?
Ahoy, it's Dan Haney, Mark from Naples. That's Scorpions, Rocky Like a Hurricane.
No. No.
Sounded like he was on an airboat.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Keith, Naples.
Keith, can you do it?
Yeah, I think it's AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Nope. Nope. No. Ahoy, who's this?
Black Sabbath, Iron Man.
Nope. Is not. 2779600. I'll play it one more time. If it doesn't go haywire on me. What? Jesus thing. Here it is. What is it? Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What is it?
Is it Motorhead, Ace of Spades?
It sure is.
Woo!
Nice job. Good job. What would you like?
You got pewter mug?
I do have the pewter mug. You want $50 to the pewter mug?
I'll take it.
You betcha. Hold on. If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me. The pleasure is to play. Make the difference what you say. All right, let's try this one. This one, I think, is also a tough one. Because it's a great song. You might need a little bit more time than 1 second, but 1 second is all you're going to get. Name the artist and the song. Artist and the song in this 1 second clip. 2779600. You think you know it?
Yep.
I think I know it, too.
Well, you should.
Oh, yeah, because I did it. Here it is again. Yeah, I should know it.
It sounds very futuristic.
It sure does.
I wonder if that's what music will be like in the future.
Man, I have no idea. If it is, man, I like it. Anybody know what that is? There you go, one more time. One more time, and then I'll take the calls. What is that? What the artist and the song? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, do you think you know it?
Talking Head, Wild, Wild Night.
You missed it by one word. You know what? And I want to give it to you. Change night to something else. And,
okay.
Go ahead.
Wild, Wild Life.
There we go.
All right. Nice job.
All right. I knew you knew it.
I got to go with the signed Santa Haney t-shirt. You think you guys can hook me up?
I think it's a done deal.
All right, man. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Hold on.
Their vaginas, what?
Of music.
It's so futuristic.
All right, we'll do one more.
Hold on a second.
What?
I knew it was one of two songs when you played that.
Yeah. So you might have, you got it, your first guess was wrong?
Yeah, because I thought it might have been this.
Yeah. Similar. Both of them, the future of rock. Or at least we thought so.
Yeah, this was my first thought. It was that it was this. But then I realized this wasn't a hit.
It was a hit for me.
It was a hit for a lot of us, but not an official hit.
All right, here we go. Let's go. We got one more. Figure we'd leave you on an easy one. Maybe. You got 1 second of it.
I was never a Talking Heads fan.
Really?
I'm not like anti-Talking Heads.
Right.
But it wasn't like, oh, I want to run out and buy the Talking Heads album.
Mm. See, I had to be won over because I thought it was crazy music.
Yeah.
That's not rock and roll.
But when it was presented to you, we can listen to this or Buffett Live again.
I'll take the Talking Heads any day of the week.
That was a little too close to home,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that hit bone. here we go. 1 second of it. Shouldn't be that hard.
Oh, come on. Well, all right. Okay. You got to throw a gimme in there, I guess.
It's the last one. You got to go and give them the freebie on that one. Here we go. One more time. Junior thinks he knows it. Yeah, you're right on that. You're right.
You see, finally, when he gets one right, all of a sudden he finds a marker you can see.
Oh, yeah. When he knows what's going on, that's when he gets a good dark marker that he can see clear across to the next county. One more time. Song artist.
That was one of the biggest songs of my life.
Oh, yeah. Ahoy. No, ahoy.
Hey, Keith Nabels again.
Did you already try?
No, AC/DC. You shook me all night long.
Okay. You called already?
Yeah, I can't do it again. I ain't won nothing in years, brother.
You haven't won anything in years, brother?
Brother.
What's the last thing you won, brother?
Oh, man, it was a long time ago. I won a $100 handshake. And a $50 Visa card.
Wow, you've won a lot of stuff from us.
Over the years.
Where was your $100 handshake?
The Pavilion, Vanderbilt.
Oh, that was a long drive that day, Haney.
That was a long drive.
All right, I'll give it to you. What do you want?
You got any pewter mug?
Yeah, hold on. Vanderbilt. Remember that drive?
That was a hellish time. Just god awful.
Wasn't one of our brighter moments.
No.
No.
I put it right up there with the turkey drop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, here's the thing. And I'm going to be honest with everybody right now. I'm going to be completely 100% honest. They had the bright idea when Haney and I were in the mornings. This was in the early mid-2000s.
Yeah. Is that back when it was Haney and Company?
Yeah, right. They threw that idea out there. They wanted to see if it stuck to the wall. But it was like the mid-2000s. And they thought, well, they were of the belief, they're not this way now because of gas and expenses and pain and all that stuff. But they wanted to go and
plus they realized they've broken us.
Yeah. They wanted to go and have the truck, the K-Rock truck out there as much as possible. And they thought it would be a great idea because we didn't get out enough to have us, as soon as we were done with our show, to give us a crisp $100 bill, put it in an envelope with about 95 other empty envelopes, you know, 96 envelopes.
We went through a lot of envelopes.
And to go to various places and have a $100 handshake with Stan and Haney, and you get to pick an envelope. And one of the envelopes would have a $100 bill.
So I want you to understand this fully, and then you can continue, yeah. Stan. The idea is that on a 100,000-watt radio station, we are alerting anyone with ears that there will be someone with at least $100 cash
wandering around
at a certain location, and we will tell you the exact time they will be there. They won't be hard to spot.
No. Nope.
What could go wrong?
Well, what happened was is that they would give us a $100 bill for a few times, but then they didn't have $100 bills. And then they would get a piece of a notebook paper and write an IOU 100
yep.
in an envelope. And then they didn't want to do that anymore. So Haney and I used to have to go to the salespeople and ask them, you got $100 on you? They'll pay you back.
Yep. And I remember saying, has it occurred to you that we might need some security?
Yeah. No.
You stop your bitching. And what happened...
What happened
is it's thanks to our audience. Our audience that was there for the they ended up being our security.
Yeah. And you'd have one mad person. No, not the 95 that didn't have the money in it. It was the 96th envelope that just said in notebook paper, I owe you 100.
Mm-hmm.
Then we made them all mad.
Yeah, well, and we have some listeners would be on our side and restrain them. You need to go now. What are you doing here? You can't be here after dark.
It's true. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on this Monday afternoon. We're going to get your first look at traffic here for you in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, we're coming back from vacation. Way too many emails to do in just one segment. I'll get as many in as we can.
Oh, yeah.
Save some for other days.
It's like, you know what, 10 days of Guardian emails.
Yeah, well, he knows that we're on vacation. He only did one today. And hopefully I'll get to it, but I got a lot of them. There are a lot of them.
I wonder if he was getting a little shaky, a little itchy that he hadn't been able to write in.
You know damn well he'd be going nuts. You know, 2 weeks of not having to write something. Poor Jane.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Saint of a woman.
Yeah. And also, in just about 25 minutes, we'll jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. First, let's get you updated on traffic. Okay, we got a few things on the board. We will start Fort Myers crash, Metro Parkway and Daniels Parkway. Also, Fort Myers crash, Fairway Lakes Drive and Gateway Boulevard. North Fort Myers got a crash. Mile marker 143, I-75 northbound. Crash, Daniels Parkway, and the Bell Tower shops. And you're up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is. He's got today's headlines for you. Rest assured, they're going to be in the news somewhere.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
The latest rundown on COVID insanity. Boy, that hits a little close to home these days.
It sure does. It sure does.
Because our own Junior was a victim of COVID hysteria.
Not COVID.
No.
COVID hysteria, which in turn got him a week and a half off.
Jeez,
eats at me.
I don't understand how you know you've got food poisoning and turn that into I need to get tested for COVID.
Yep.
No, it was a possibility
that
I had it.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
There were similar symptoms.
Haney and I believe we already had it. We had it months ago. We had it in March.
Yeah. I think I may have had a spell of it over vacation,
yeah.
too. But,
yeah, a little relapse.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go crazy.
Beat it.
Yep.
Well, I better go.
There
get,
was a possibility. Better
go get tested.
Let me come in on Monday, the biggest 2 weeks since you've been hired back. Oh, I don't know. I've been tested. Go home. Week and a half.
In hindsight, it wasn't a good call.
What do you think?
At any point when you were driving to the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
At any point during that drive, did you think, I'm a dumbass, I should turn around and go home?
No, I was thinking I just didn't want to wait in the line.
He felt he was a dumbass when he went and blabbed that he had the test on Monday and was sent home.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't the first one I heard from. I heard from Matt Mangus. Junior had to go home. He's got to be tested twice now. And
yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, I didn't hear from Mangus. I heard from Junior the next day, and it was like, text. Need to talk to you, bro.
Yeah, you're right, Haney. Hitting close to home.
A little too close.
You know what? You're not a stupid man. That's what bothers
no,
me.
No, I'm not. I'm just a hypochondriac.
How do you get yourself into these situations?
I go on WebMD and then my mind just starts running loose, you know?
You're better with computers than I am. Can't you block yourself from going on that website?
Sure, I could, but then I'm going to have a symptom of something else the next day I got to look up.
How helpful has WebMD been to you so far?
Oh, not helpful.
Sorry about that, folks.
Understood.
A drunk person forgot where they parked their car, and there's a cash reward.
All right.
And finally, I don't know how this made it into the news. This is hardly newsworthy. I'd say it's fairly normal behavior. What is it we know about women, Stan?
They're all crazy and capable of anything.
A woman shoots her boyfriend. Why?
Why?
Because he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to refuse to engage in an argument with her. Hmm. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark.
Well, he asked for it.
Yeah, he sure did. Laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Now, they can do it. They can argue with themselves, but they don't like it. They like it better if they can get you involved.
Yeah, if there's a victim.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Ladies.
As you pointed out earlier today, Stan, today is National Moon Day.
So when we landed on the moon, most people today don't have any recollection of it.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
cool facts about the moon.
Top cool facts about the moon. Oh, by the way, Haney, Andrew Gillum says he battled depression in his first public remarks since entering rehab.
Rehab for what?
I think it was, what was it, alcohol?
Yeah, but they didn't find any alcohol in that room.
No, they did not.
What did they find?
Drugs.
That's odd. It's an odd thing for a wedding reception to end up in a hotel room with a gay porn star and drugs. And then to realize, I thought he was just overserved at a wedding reception.
Yeah. Oh, I'm wet.
Top cool facts about the moon.
Yes.
The moon always shows us the same face. Unlike, say, oh, Nancy Pelosi.
You too, lady.
Only 12 people have walked on the moon. Shockingly, none of them affiliated with MTV. It looks incredible through a telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Just like your hot neighbor in the shower.
I'm singing. I want to mingle.
Love you, Godfather.
Yep.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, you've just done acid and things are going poorly.
Yep.
It's a common misconception, but the dark side of the moon doesn't actually exist. It's just our perception. The dark side only really exists in the tapestry on the wall of every freshman dorm in America. Okay. It's riddled with craters, crevices, and divots. I'm sorry, that's gotten mixed in. That's an amazing fact about Stan's ass. The moon is slowly drifting away from the Earth, much like you do when your niece returns home from college to explain all that's wrong with you.
I just got my A3.
Okay, all right, okay.
And the
it's
lady
all right. No, look.
My ear.
Come on,
my
honey.
Bed.
Come on. Mom made your favorite. Oh, better. Okay. The moon has as much gravity and atmosphere as an Adam Sandler movie.
No, I'm not.
It's where Nick Cannon needs to move to avoid dirty looks. And finally, the very top cool fact about the moon.
Yes.
The moon is so old.
How old is it?
It has no idea what a TikTok is.
You're such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is over.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I can only get to a few of these. I got like a phone book here. This one I do want to get out. This is
just a garden of well wishes, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, some. This one is. This is from Elizabeth Schoon. She was one of our recipients of a Stan and Haney draft fund.
Oh, awesome. Check.
Dear Stan and Haney, I want to thank you for my recognition in the draft fund. It was truly an honor to hear Captain Lazaro speak on my military service. Like many, my life has been turned upside down from COVID, but I have been lucky enough to have my friends and family to rely on. This money, thanks to the Stan and Haney draft fund, will help getting my car and animals to Florida before I have to leave for Romania. Again, thank you for this fund. It is very appreciated. Respectfully yours, Elizabeth Schoon.
God bless you, Elizabeth.
Yes. This is from Robert.
People don't realize the stuff that goes on.
Yeah, I know.
You hear about somebody being deployed to Romania, you're not thinking that they've got to deal with stuff like that.
Yeah, they do. Glad we can help. Glad the people of Southwest Florida who have donated. That's why we have it. It's from Robert. Ahoy, gents. Maybe it was a question of the week we had or something, but this is good. Ahoy, gents. My brother was detained a while back in the summer of 1976. The authorities believed he was David Berkowitz. Same basic body characteristics, same basic vehicle description. The officers became slightly more cordial upon his release a short time later.
Do you remember when we were working together in Melbourne, we had a salesperson that was the spitting image of David Berkowitz, and that was his name.
Yeah, I do remember. Yes. Let's see. This is the last one I got time for. This is from Chris. Hi, guys. I've been listening to you for almost 6 years now. My dad turned me on to you guys, and I just love your program. I just wanted to tell you that I've been wanting to try your barbecue saw and finally picked one up. I cannot wait to try it. After picking it up, I wanted to see where I could find it, and I didn't see it at the shop that I bought them from. So here you go. If you want to get it, it's at the at Fort Myers Beef Jerky. Keep up the good work and keep having fun, guys. Signed, Chris.
Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing, Chris.
It's all about having fun. I hope you remember that, Junior. This is about having fun.
We're supposed to be having fun.
Yep. I'm having lots of fun.
Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, not every day, but occasionally a lot of thrill in addition to the general fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, the fun should always be happening, and then occasionally a thrill.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, talking about a thrill, I did go see Nick Wallenda when he was over at...
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing good. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Well, they say that about the whole family.
Yep. His wife was there. She was doing... She was on a stick about 75 feet in the air, spinning around, and the thing was going back and forth like it was going to snap.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But they enjoy it.
And so then Nick Wallenda went up on the high wire, talking the whole time. He's talking to everybody, waving to people. Then he went and lied down on the tightrope. And then across the way, I think it was like...
Well, I would figure you'd have more respect for the audience than that.
Then his brother-in-law or something was coming the other way.
You don't lay down on the job.
Yeah, he was lying down. And then they came to the center, and he stepped over his brother-in-law and just kept going. He was amazing. Nick Wallenda. I hope a lot of people went to see that. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Were you in your car?
You went into a parking spot in the Hertz Arena, and they parked you one lot apart so that as long as you were in your parking lot, you could go out, hang around, have something to drink, smoke.
Oh, nice.
I was right up to the fence where they were performing, and I was smoking, and smoke was billowing right up to Nick Wallenda.
Well, it's a good thing I wasn't there, because if it was billowing up from you...
Yeah, it would have choked him out. We'll be back. Wayback Machine is next.
Somebody call a fire engine.
Stan and Haney.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Oh. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About a half hour away from Mark Caney in the news. Just moments before we take a trip back in the Wayback Machine, see what was on the Billboard charts. But first, let's get you updated on traffic. For your driving. I can't even say it out loud. That was funny. Let's get you updated.
Yeah, you know.
What do you want me to call it? Fort?
Just picturing somebody spray painting "Meat is murder" on your face.
We got a crash, and it's been on the board for a while. 9800 block of Stringfellow Road, right by the Winn-Dixie. North Fort Myers, traffic control, North Tamiami Trail and Bayshore Road. Fort Myers, crash, Cypress Lake Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, crash, the 1900 block of Pine Drive North and Pine Manor. And then Fort Myers crash.
What a distinguished sounding place. Pine Manor.
Yeah, very distinguished. Wish it lived up to it. Fort Myers crash. South Airport Road and South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date.
Oh, I reside in Pine Manor.
Yes, sir. We do it every week.
To the manor born.
See what was on the Billboard charts. We're going to go right smack dab in the middle of this thing. Well, no, you know what? Just outside of the top 10. I think we're going to go 15 to 11 for this very week. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody
this one goes
here.
To 11.
The Wayback Machine, yep, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1979.
Remember,
you heard it.
I'll bet you dance to it. Not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
Ray Parker Jr. He was with a group called Radio.
See, that's clever because it's R-A-Y.
Why?
Radio.
Yeah.
Get it?
Mr. Cool in the house.
Yeah.
Honey, I'll always love you. I promise to always love you. Because I think the whole world of you. And you can't change that. No, no.
Who you gonna call?
You're the only one I love.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Can't change that.
You're the one I love.
You're the only one I love. Baby, can't change that. You're the only one I need. Can't change that. Now you can try if you want to.
Well. You can try if you want to. Woo.
You can change your telephone number, and you can change your address too. But you can't stop me from loving you. No, you can't change that.
Because
no,
I'm a stalker.
No.
Yeah.
You can change the color of your hair, and you can change the clothes you wear.
Yeah,
but
listen to that.
Change the way I can.
No, I'm track you down.
Yeah. Change everything you want. I'll find you.
Can't change that.
Can't change that.
I am freaking obsessed. I'm parking with my lights off.
Can't change that.
I'm ducking
baby.
Down.
You can change your telephone number.
Listen to this.
You can change your address too.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't stop me from loving you. No, you can't change that. Because you're the only one I love.
Oh, you can leave the city.
You can't change that.
Yeah.
You're the only one I need. And you can't change that.
I will find you.
I'll find you.
I'll
tell you one thing. What a lovely song.
Yeah. That's the stalking song by Radio. Number 15 this week.
You better damn well bet your bottom dollar. You can change your driver's license number, but you can't change that.
Yeah. Change the phone number.
Yep.
You
can change your identity.
Frantic Comes Alive was over with. I'm In You was done.
What
but,
to do?
But Peter Frampton still was making the charts. Number 14.
I don't know if I remember this.
Oh, I do. I can't stand it no more. Peter Frampton, number 14.
I thought his career ended after I'm In You.
This didn't go much higher.
You can't stand what she's putting me through. Can't take no more, so I'm going away.
Must have been weird. Because to him, he's putting the same effort, but nobody cares anymore.
Yeah. had our differences. He's a good guy.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, good guy. It was just a misunderstanding between you and him. And it was cleared up.
Eventually.
Yes.
After he admitted certain things.
Yes, he did.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. Look, I paid for a ticket to that movie.
Yes, yes.
And I am perfectly within my rights to criticize it.
It was just on not too long ago on, like, On Demand.
You know what? It did make a fool out of you, but... not that bad a movie.
It's not horrible. I mean, it's dated.
But that's what I love about it now. Because, you know, him, the Bee Gees, George Burns.
Yeah. And a whole lot of Beatles songs.
Well, you know, there was a lot of cocaine then.
Yes.
And a lot of things seemed like great ideas.
But they weren't.
Whereas, like, I picture, like, our old general manager being in charge of the music business and going, look, you are the number one group here. You are the Bee Gees, okay? I don't know if you noticed, but about 10, 15 years ago, the biggest band in the world was called the Beatles. And they did this thing called Sgt. Pepper.
You are... you gotta say it plural. Sgt. Peppers.
You are the Bee Gees. So why don't you do Sgt. Peppers too?
There's Peter Frampton.
I don't think I'm far off.
No, you're not. That's his thought.
Because Casey Kasem couldn't get over it. The only other band with that many number ones was a band called the Beatles.
That was him.
And this week, the Bee Gees take the number one spot. What are the odds?
That's Peter Frampton. Probably one of his last hits. Coming in at number 13.
Oh, yeah.
McFadden and Whitehead.
Hey, everybody. I'm McFadden.
I'm Whitehead.
And there ain't no stopping us now.
Right on, brother.
And don't worry, brother Ray Parker. We'll bail you out. That's the Stan and Haney difference. That's pretty much the song there.
It is.
It goes on for 7 minutes.
Oh, it ain't going that long on the Stan and Haney show, I can assure you that.
That's pretty much it, yeah, right there.
It's something that you can dance to.
Yep. High-stepping.
Yeah. Come on, Junior, dance with me.
High-stepping, hand-clapping.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
Right on.
Yeah.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around.
Yeah.
I know we've got
finally seen it my way.
Long, long way to go.
Finally learning your place. Because I followed you across the country.
No use changing your phone number or the color of your hair.
We're polishing up our act.
We're polishing up our act, see?
I've been held down before. I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Yeah.
See, he's learned his lesson now. This is when he's on a good drunk.
Yeah,
he's also fixing to lose weight and go on a strict diet.
Yeah. He'll slim down.
Yep. The more fatty hamburgers.
Yep. Cheeseburgers. McDonald's.
And other places.
Wendy's.
White Castle.
Okay, you get the picture. Yeah, right on. Right on. We never heard much from her after this.
We never heard from her much before this.
Nope. Ricky Lee Jones. It was a huge hit. Chucky's in love. They thought she was going to be the next big thing. She wasn't.
One far, far hit from only.
It. Yep.
Okay, so the Sergeant Peppers didn't go so well, but I'm telling you, I got a sure thing, Ricky Lee Jones. Listen to this. This is a hit record.
Oh, it was.
She is going to be very big. The first of many. You won't see the likes of her until I sign Sheryl Crow.
Free Sheryl Crow.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
And whenever she was on TV or even at her album cover, she looked wasted.
Because in the 70s, that's what the people want. Wasted. This is something I've got to see.
Is he here? I look in the pool hall. Pool hall.
Is he here?
Pool hall.
Peeling the labels off the bottle of Bud.
Is he here? No, don't come here.
Sheryl Crow before Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I just got a demo from a broad named Sheryl Crow. You would swear it's Ricky Lee Jones reincarnated. You remember what I told you about her? That Chucky's in love, the first of many. How dare you disagree with me? I am a genius.
Is that her? What's her name?
I think that's Sheryl Crow.
It's like reincarnated. Is Ricky Lee Jones still alive? Junior, I want a full report.
Why do I bet there's tragedy coming our way?
I don't think that. I bet you there's something that happened.
Because she looked all
doped up. All wasted.
All speebered. That right there. You hear that hook? Right there.
First of May.
I told her, you got to do the scat singing, and then Chucky's in love, first of many.
What do we know?
She's still alive.
And still performing?
Still performing.
She doesn't have some horrible disease?
Yeah.
No?
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Here's Dr. Hook. When you're in love.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but he is not a real doctor.
Nope. Nor does he have a hook.
I had to have the lawyers look it over, and I guess it's legal as long as he doesn't represent himself as a medical doctor. But because he had to call it the medicine show, we had to have them sign disclaimers.
Right.
I told him it was bad. I just go with hook. You don't need a doctorate in rock and roll.
Let's go with hook.
Just a hook.
What was the last album or song Ricky Lee Jones put out? When you're in love, that was heard by no one.
Her last single was Bad Company off the album Kicks.
What?
Yeah. What is that? 2019. In 2015, she released Jimmy Choose off the album The Other Side of Desire.
Never heard of it.
The Other Side of Desire. That's going to be your big comeback, Ricky. I told you when you did Chucky's in Love, the first of many. I didn't think it would take decades, though. First of many, my friend. First of many. We struck gold again, didn't we, my friend? It just convinces me more.
Yeah.
You know, I was the one that that Henley came to when he said he wanted to do a solo record. Nobody wanted to back him. They said, what are you without the Eagles? And I said, you know what? If you go out as Don Henley, you're going to fall flat on your face. So here's what I told him. I said, you need to bill yourself as Don Henley, formerly of the Eagles. That's the Stan and Haney difference. Don Henley, formerly of the Eagles.
The number one song in the land.
You sold too many records building up that name to turn your back. I told Glenn Frey the same thing. The only one to listen to me, though, was Timothy B. Schmidt. I just saw him. He was at the Indian Casino. Timothy B. Schmidt. And where is it right there? No thanks to me. Formerly of the Eagles.
Bad Girls by Donna Summer was the number one song in the land this week.
First of many, my friend.
In 1979.
First of many.
Mark Haney and the News.
There'll never be another one like her, I said. And then I signed Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. Identical. Identical.
I said, you know what you should do, Sheryl? I mean, this all I want to do is have some fun. That's a fun tune. That's a good B-side. You should cover Checkies in Love. Because that song was a hit.
I wonder if she ever did.
For Ricky Lee Jones. And I remember I told Miss Jones, Chucky's in Love, huge hit. First of many.
What do you want me to call it?
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Amy. I'm all right. It's okay. I can work. Might have to go and, you know, let everybody know around here I need another week and a half off, huh? Oh, come on, dude. Come on. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. You know, all right, I should have cleared my throat, but it doesn't mean I have to go and be tested. Okay? Yes, I'm fine. I don't need any more time. It's fine.
I believe that if you go by their COVID symptoms, anything at all, you could say, oh, I have COVID.
I think you're right.
Fever, chills, diarrhea, vomiting.
That, you know what that is? Food poisoning.
Yeah, they're like the same symptoms.
Oh, and if I'm sitting there and I felt fine, but the day before I had a warm room temperature tuna fish sub.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something about this.
Yeah, I ate some bad salmon. I think I'll have a tuna sub for lunch.
Yeah, I had it toasted, and by the time I ate it, it was room temperature.
I know the food business. I know the food business. Okay.
Okay. Oh, he knows more than you think.
I know the food business. Okay. Now, they get a shipment in, either restaurant, but primarily a grocery store. They get a shipment in of fresh salmon steaks, fresh salmon fillets. Beautiful. And they put them in the little display case.
Yep, nice color.
Ooh, look, it's so beautifully pink and stuff. And they know that they can leave that out there for 4 days. And then they have to get rid of it. So as it's out there, when it starts to approach its fourth day, they say, we can lower the price. We put a little seafood salmon marinade on it. Let it sit. And then we have it ready to grill marinated salmon fillets. They do that for a chance to get the last buck out of it that they can. And then they see a young man like you, Arub, come in and say, ooh, that looks like it's already marinated. The flavors must be incredible on this thing.
It tasted great.
I bet it did.
It did. It was like some sort of bourbon marinade.
Yep. Booze, alcohol kills off a lot of stuff, supposedly.
Not enough.
So you eat a room temperature tuna fish sandwich for lunch.
Yeah.
And a 5-day-old marinated salmon fillet.
Yeah.
And you get the runs, headache, nausea.
What does he
I
do?
I thought this was a respiratory malady.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of other things. Just ask Fauci. Go down a whole list of anything Fauci will tell you.
Well, that's my point. Anything that could possibly happen to the human body, it must be COVID.
COVID. So
that's what I thought.
Oh, my God. Here's Stan. Here is what Stan would say. Oh, my God. I ate that tuna fish sub, and I had this salmon fillet that was marinated because it was old. Oh, I've got food poisoning. No. You know what I'm going to do? My two people that I work with are just now starting a two-week vacation. I'm going to get COVID tested and tell everybody in the building I got COVID tested.
I was worried about you guys.
Oh, really? Don't worry about us. We were out of the building taking 2 weeks.
I want to make sure everyone's safe.
I appreciate that. And so thus, I go back to the original thing I said at 2 o'clock. How was everybody's vacation?
Wasn't vacation. Not for me, at least. I was still working.
Okay, there were 10 working days involved.
Yep, 10 of them.
Yes.
How many of those days did you work?
10.
3 of them.
10. I got backtracked, as we discussed earlier, but...
Backtracked.
Yes.
What did Captain Kirk say on the bridge of the Enterprise when things were getting really squirrely? I want answers, not excuses.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I keep doing my damnedest.
Mm-hmm.
To get him upgraded from a red shirt to a blue shirt.
You try, don't you?
But he's determined to keep that red shirt.
Yeah.
It'll come with time.
Stan, you and I are going to beam down to the planet. Who should we take with us?
Yep. Yeah, you got
Ensign Egghead over here.
let's send down Stan, Haney, and Ensign Egghead. Who's coming back to the Enterprise?
It won't be the guy wearing the red shirt.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Seriously, don't you watch those old Star Trek episodes?
No, man, I watch Star
Wars. You got your medical
Wars.
Team, Spock and Bones, they're in the blue, Kirk's in the gold, and then Ensign Bridgewater is in the red outfit. He ain't coming back to the Enterprise.
Yeah, I tried watching it. Couldn't get into it.
In every episode, Junior, the point is, anyone that is expendable is wearing a red shirt. Bones, Spock, you'll be accompanying me down to the planet. We understand there are giant worms down there, just in case we should bring Ensign Bridges with us.
Yeah, he's got a red shirt.
And then Ensign Bridges will show you how dangerous those giant worms are.
Yeah.
As Kirk and everybody else are, dan, 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 dan.
Yep.
That's while the ensign is being consumed by the worm.
Devoured.
As the rest of them are being beamed up.
Yep. You need to, absolute law text line, you need to ask Junior how many hours he worked during those 10 days. Not how many days, how many hours during...
That person doesn't sign my time cards, first of all. So.
Let me put it to you this way, Junior.
Ensign.
How many days were you in the building for a full work day?
Oh, 3 days.
Out of 10.
That means 70% of the time he was not allowed in the building.
Yes.
And you're not even good at math.
Nope, but I know that. Seriously, all weekend long I was figuring that one out. What does that add up? That's about 70%.
Yeah, you're like Russell Crowe out in a shed.
A couple of things here.
Oh, Jesus, how many days, hours...
North Fort Myers crash.
Poor wife goes, come to bed, please, Stan. I can't.
I'm still ciphering. The 200 block of Pondella Road, we got a crash. And then this one, the 8,000 block via Sardinia Way at Dillard's. Hit and run. Mark Haney and the news. brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Gotta watch out. Don't talk about it anymore, Haney. He's sensitive about it.
When people believed everything they heard.
So we gotta lay off. He's sensitive.
Sorry to get offended.
You don't even know half the stuff we gotta worry about with him.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He does stupid things.
He was like a god.
Why? He's an intelligent guy.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I shouldn't
say
anything.
He's smart. He's not dumb.
Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini.
I don't get it, man.
If he was dumb, we can deal with it.
I'm Garrett Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, July 20th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, telling it like it is.
I know, it's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks, and he's driving me nuts.
I know it.
Because he doesn't like it when we treat him like he's stupid. He gets offended.
Yeah, he's offended right now.
Then he just goes right out and does stupid things. Like, for instance...
being concerned about everyone's health is stupid?
He sent me a text in Savannah. I effed up, man. I effed up. Yes.
And I don't think you're ready to be a father quite yet.
No, I'm not. No,
what?
I'm not.
Was he worried about something?
That's a whole other thing.
Was he worried about something?
That's another thing.
Really? Really? With one of those swipe and goes?
I don't know why he felt the need to confide in me.
That was the booze talking.
Yeah, that Bud Nitro. He doesn't believe in prophylactics.
What? What?
You talking rubbers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I know that's the actual medical word. If you went to a pharmacist and asked for a prophylactic, he would know. Mm. A rubber. Condom.
Right.
So you don't believe in those?
Not really, no.
And when I tried to explain to him that all of us, any man, knows that things feel better without one.
Sure.
But there's a reason that they are manufactured.
That is correct.
And do you want me to say it or do you want to say it?
Say what?
It doesn't affect him.
What?
The prophylactics.
Oh, it doesn't affect him?
He doesn't need one.
Right.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm the pull-out king.
You know how many kids are walking this earth right now? Because their dads thought they were the pull-out king.
What do you even say to that?
How do you respond? You're right. What kind of answer do you give back?
Because, again, we're giving him enough credit to say that he's not stupid.
No!
But then we got the pull-out king over here. Like, this is something he discovered.
My timing is impeccable.
And what? Your timing is what?
Impeccable.
Yeah.
Is there something else I should know, too? Is there a story?
I think that's more than enough for now.
Yeah, no more sharing.
I'm the pullout king.
When did you learn that you were the pullout king?
High school.
Now, did you understand why you were doing that, or was it just instinct?
It's just natural, man.
Someone says he needs to retain Mike Chiannopoulos.
Junior, I don't like to give you homework. But would you do me one favor?
Yeah, what's that?
And you got all the way until showtime tomorrow.
Okay.
And all you really need to do is just plug this into a search engine. Risk versus reward. Mm-hmm. And I'd like you to give me a brief talk on risk versus reward tomorrow.
Okay.
So the pros and cons?
Just your thoughts on risk versus reward.
Will do.
I still don't think it's registering with him.
So hopefully you can tune in tomorrow
and
hear a full presentation on the concept of risk versus reward by the pullout king himself.
Oh, my God.
You know, I will tell you. My karate cousin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He worried about that a lot.
Did he?
And you know what he did?
What'd he do?
Well, the dashboard of his truck was metallic. Mm. And so he had this little refrigerator magnet. And it had a wacky doctor, you know, with the stethoscope up on his forehead.
The mirror with the hole in it up on top.
Yeah.
Wrap around your head.
And he's pointing his finger at you. And the little speech balloon says, play safe. Accidents cause people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't affect you when you're the
pullout king.
Royalty.
Jeez.
Hey, you know, it's one thing when you're on the air and we're joking around. He was not joking.
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't.
He's the pullout king.
You know, if something, God forbid, happened with some tramp you were with.
You're talking about some streetwalker?
Yeah, streetwalker.
You're talking about someone common?
If
it's a streetwalker, then.
Swipe and go. Okay? It's going to change your life. It's going to change your life for the worse. Use your head.
Right, exactly. I am the pullout king.
What an idiot. You're going to have to either do one thing or taking a break.
So you want us to have full confidence that because you are the reigning pullout king,
the supreme,
there's nothing at all to worry about.
No.
Everything's
gravy, baby.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Haney. King.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your highness.
Jesus.
How old are you again?
I turned 27 on the 23rd.
Of this month?
Yep.
You know.
Oh, he's got a birthday coming up, huh?
You know, there was a time when I was a pullout king.
Yeah, really?
You know when that was?
When was that?
I was about 16.
Yeah, and he's got a beautiful daughter to prove it.
Sorry about that, folks. Time now for things you didn't know. You know, NASA used to be a lot more fun.
It sure was.
As a matter of fact, it's hard to imagine with the agency that we know today, but NASA used to hold beauty pageants in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, the good old days. See if you can find some pictures of the rocket beauty pageant.
Now, you will see how the fun degraded over the years, even then. We start out with peak fun and then less and less fun. The first one, the title of the NASA beauty pageant?
Yeah.
Misguided missile.
Right on.
Then that changed to Queen of Outer Space. Evidently, even that was too racy, and it ended up with Miss NASA before it was canceled altogether.
Jeez. I'd like to see a picture of Miss NASA. By the way, somebody just texted in, Junior, you just jinxed yourself so bad, you'll probably get...
He doesn't know this. He won't believe it.
You'll probably
That'll never
get
happen.
My period is late phone call later on today.
It's funny, because that happened in high school, actually.
How is it that you believe that you're bulletproof, you're the pullout king, yet you get an upset stomach and think you have COVID and you're dying?
I'm a man of many mysteries, Haney. I don't know.
Jeez.
For someone who is a complete effing hypochondriac,
yeah.
This other part of him believes yeah. nothing bad can happen yeah. to me.
What is this? Why does it hurt when I pee?
I must have COVID. Can you put a swab there?
Jeez.
Swab me.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, tea bags. Tea bags were invented by accident in 1908. A salesman in New York sent samples of tea to people in silk bags, and they assumed they were supposed to put the bag in the pot. They weren't, but the trend caught on. Now, this final one, this is a really weird thing, and I'd never heard it before, but evidently it's true. Originally, Steven Spielberg was developing the film Cape Fear, and Martin Scorsese was developing a project called Schindler's List.
Oh.
Neither of them were particularly fond of their current project, and they decided to trade movies.
I think it worked out for the best.
I would say so.
Yeah, right, King? We got time for one more, maybe. One.
All right.
All right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Some things you have to go and explore.
Bill?
Like, just pure stupidity.
He's 27.
Yep. Well, and someone texted, why don't you go and get yourself a shirt made up called the Pullout King? and then maybe if it's a big hit, we can give them away on the air.
Yeah, well, all we got to do is get a picture of like an old Davenport and have it, you know, in the accordion shape. Sorry about that, folks. There's a little something we've learned over the years when it comes to women.
Yes. They're all crazy, incapable of anything.
And you know, even healthy relationships are built on arguments. If you know anything about women at all, this story will come as no surprise to you. A 29-year-old woman in Shreveport, Louisiana, named Jenalisha Lawrence... What, you're not going to say hey?
I am right now. Hey, Jenalisha.
Jenalisha was angry at her boyfriend on Saturday. Yep. And wanted to fight about it.
Yep, one Junior King.
But her boyfriend had no desire to fight and argue with her. And when he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to actually refuse to engage in argument with her.
Yeah.
Well, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She pulled out a gun and shot him.
What?
Now, it is not clear what the one-sided argument was about, but Jen Alicia was long gone by the time the police got there, and they're still looking for her.
She's on the lam. And I'm looking at her mugshot, her driver's license picture, whatever. Quite capable of anything.
Paramedics rushed the boyfriend to the hospital. Last report, critical condition. So, iffy.
Man.
Police believe Jen Alicia may be headed to Dallas. She is facing charges for attempted second-degree murder.
Wow.
See? That's why arguing is so important to a relationship.
Yeah, keeps you know, it healthy.
Yep. Keeps you alive.
Yeah.
They can't handle it. They really can't. That's the worst thing you can do is just disengage.
Yep. They'll lose their minds.
Yep. You know this. And that's the news for today, Monday, July 20th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
No, you're not. I am.
I'm Mark Haney.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like
Look,
it is.
I understand he's got you really frazzled.
You know,
he's
when
got me frazzled, too.
I had no idea all this time I was working with royalty.
The pullout king.
We need to get him a little kid's crown.
Yeah.
A little Burger King.
Yep, make him wear it. We'll be back. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District
Jesus
bringing us
Junior.
News. We're Stan and Haney.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Jeez. Stan and Haney here. Kind of putting the finishing touches on a shocking Stan and Haney as we learn about Junior's horrible secret.
And that secret is, Junior?
Hold on. What?
That I am the pullout king.
I just... Haney was asking me in the studio, do you know anything about biology? Do you know anything?
I mean, a little bit.
Biology?
Or anatomy?
Yes. You know...
You know what goes where.
Yeah.
What about the
biology? So you believe that it's totally possible that you could have COVID, right?
Yes.
But it's impossible that you could get somebody pregnant.
Impossible.
I can only scratch the surface of the texts we've been getting. Somebody, yes, yes. Somebody actually did a rendition of a t-shirt that you can make that says, hello, I'm the pullout king. Nice. You know
what? That's what they call me.
That's what they call me. Who called you that? You named yourself that.
Baby.
Yeah, I gave myself that title.
Pullout king. Hold on. That's why they call me Pull Out King.
Let's get you updated one last time. A couple of things on the
board. Good Lord.
I learn something new every day. Fort Myers crash.
Totally believes he could be stricken down with COVID
after eating a tuna fish sandwich and marinated salmon.
But impossible to get someone pregnant.
Fort Myers, Colonial Boulevard in Summerlin. We got a crash. And then in Bonita, Old 41 Road and Strike Lane. There's a crash.
What are you more scared of, Junior? Being in a terrible car accident or being attacked by a lion?
Part of the car accident. It's more realistic.
And you don't see the correlation between COVID and pregnancy?
No.
Not at all. Blind spot.
I am the pullout king.
Therefore, that negates everything else. It negates biology.
And who are you with that would even allow that to happen? Who would even go as the female side of that? Jeez, Junior, wouldn't you want to use some protection? Don't worry about it, baby. I'm the pullout king. Oh, I have complete confidence in you, king.
All better.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
What else is annoying in the world besides everything? What about your device dictatorship that you live under, cowering in fear from your phone? Oh, my phone, where's my phone? I can't find my phone. Oh, here it is. I got it. It's here. It's here. My phone is here. I moved it from this pocket to this pocket. I didn't know where it was for a second. I'm okay. That was really close. You are so hypnophonified at this point. You hand your phone to somebody to show them something. After 2 seconds, you go, all right, can you give it back? Give it back. You saw it. That's it. Give it back. I am completely off the grid right now. When that battery gets low, you feel like your whole body's running out of power, don't you? I feel tired when the phone battery gets down to like 10 or 5. I can't even walk. You guys go ahead without me. I got to get to a charger. A call comes in. Listen, I don't know how much time I have left out here. I wish I could take back some of the things I've said. If I go dead on the street, tell everyone I know. I'll talk to them tomorrow.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Haney and I had vacation for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so the last time we saw each other was, 2 weeks ago Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember that Friday that you had a little tummy ache.
I was a little sick, yeah.
And you said, I ate some bad salmon.
You had a tuna fish sub for lunch.
Yes.
And you had salmon.
And then I had salmon,
And you
pre-marinated salmon.
And yeah, that means when it gets old, they marinate.
Right.
And you felt a little queasy when we left.
A little upset stomach.
A little upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for a good couple days there.
Yeah.
So, obviously you're all right now. Did you figure out what it was? What got you?
It was just food poisoning, but I thought it might have been something else.
Junior tends to overreact to things. What was it that was actually wrong with you when you told me you had mouth cancer?
Yeah, remember that?
Well, I switched toothpaste.
So the toothpaste irritated him.
It gave me white bumps on my gums.
And I have to say this. He truly believed, because he looked it up on WebMD, he truly believed he had mouth cancer and was going to die.
Because he went right to WebMD with all the answers.
Yeah, so when you had food poisoning and you knew it was because of the bad salmon, did you look up the symptoms?
Yes, I did.
And what happened?
It said I might have COVID.
And you know what he did? He goes to work when we need him the most. He goes to work with WebMD fresh in his mind, where all he had was food poisoning.
Yeah.
WebMD.
I knew he had food poisoning.
I do it too. WebMD fresh in his mind. First day of our 2 weeks off where we really need him. You know what he does? Bitches and whines.
Come on.
And they immediately, because this is a business, They immediately get panicky.
So that was Saturday. You're still feeling bad.
Saturday, I was still feeling bad. Sunday, I was still feeling bad. Sunday is when I took the test.
And so was it Saturday you looked at WebMD or Sunday?
It was Saturday I looked at WebMD, and then it was marinating on my mind the whole day.
And so Saturday is when you diagnosed yourself with COVID.
Yeah.
And how did you react to that news after you've determined that you have COVID due to bad salmon?
I said, I got to take the test.
No, you didn't. You went in the building and blabbed all around.
No. You're wrong.
What? I am? Tell me then.
So
where
on
am I wrong?
Sunday,
this is what I hear.
So on Sunday, what did you do?
I took the test.
You drove to the baseball stadium
and
had them put a Q-tip up your skull?
Yeah.
Right, to the back of the brain?
Right to the brain. Yeah. It was horrible.
Well, we know his gag reflex works well because they kept yelling at him.
Yeah, the lady was like, close your mouth, sir. Close your mouth. I couldn't. It was like initiating a gag reflex.
So that's on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they don't get the results for that right away, do they?
No, and I didn't know it was going to take that long.
Came to work blabbing.
When would your test be ready?
Like 4 days.
Oh, okay.
4 days.
And so then Monday rolls around. Well, that's when it's really important. We're not here. You need to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you came in to work, right?
I came in. Yeah.
Started blabbing around.
Now. All right, here's what happened.
I don't feel good. Important 2 weeks. I don't feel good.
Here's what happened. I came in and I told my superiors. Listen, in full transparency,
that you had food poisoning.
I'm exhibiting some symptoms. I don't know. That's
COVID.
Why I took the test.
COVID. I'm experiencing symptoms of COVID.
That's why I took the test.
If you're suspicious you have food poisoning, you don't take a COVID test.
Yeah.
It's like the same symptoms. Fevers, chills, throwing up.
Food poisoning.
Junior. So because he's taken a test... Now, he is not allowed in the building.
Yeah, I got barred.
Not only is he barred until that test comes back negative, that's not enough.
I have to take two.
He has to go back and take another COVID test and have two negative results. So he leaves poor Matt Mangus by himself.
Yep. All because you wanted attention.
No, I did. That's not what I wanted.
On what day?
I wanted to come into work.
On what day in your heart did you know you didn't have COVID?
Oh, it was like Wednesday or Thursday.
It was more like Monday.
Yeah. He knew Sunday.
No, it was like I was still feeling a little weird.
Would you do me a favor?
I felt better day by day, though.
Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, why?
Can you just look up? Because I asked you to keep me informed. Once you told me about this, I asked you to keep me informed, and you were good about that.
Yeah.
You did. When you sent me not just the fact that your test came out, but you sent me a copy of the actual test.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
can you read my response to you when you sent me the results?
Yeah, read his
just
response.
Read it aloud for me.
Congratulations, Donald. You are a hypochondriac. This means you are highly prone to suggestions placed in your head by the mainstream media. Seek out mentally stable friends for assistance.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark Haney.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.